Snarky No More, UK Issues Olympics Etiquette Guide. Hold off from hugging an Indian, don't be alarmed if the French are rude, and never mistake a Canadian for an American. Britain's National Tourism Agency issued guidelines Wednesday on the etiquette of dealing with the hundreds of thousands of foreign visitors who will be coming to London for the 2012 Summer Olympics. Seeking to help the country's sometimes snarky citizens offer a warmer welcome, Visit Britain has updated its advice for anyone likely to work with travellers arriving from overseas, from hotel staff to taxi drivers. Other tips: don't go around asking Brazilians personal questions, and never be bossy with visitors from the Middle East. Giving our foreign visitors a friendly welcome is absolutely vital to our economy, said Sandy Dorr, Chief Executive Officer of the agency. With hundreds of thousands of people thinking of coming to Britain in the run-up to the Olympics and Paralympic Games in 2012, this new advice is just one of the ways that Visit Britain is helping the tourism industry care for their customers. About 30 million people visit Britain every year, spending about £16.6 billion, $26 billion. The 2012 Olympics is likely to bring an additional £2.1 billion, $3.3 billion in tourism revenue, according to a government estimate, and about 320,000 extra visitors from overseas during the Games in July and August 2012. Visit Britain said research it had conducted found tourists believe Britons are honest and efficient, but not the most pleasant. Britain is ranked 14th out of 50 in the Anhalt GfK Roper Nation Brands Index on the quality of welcome offered to visitors, the tourism agency said. For more bilingual news, please log on to our website at language.chinadaily.com.cn. For now, this has been